I want to be the first Kung Fu master, a super rank one. The invincible, vowed Richard Chang, dressed in a white cotton Kung Fu suit, as he started sinking into a yoga cross-legged position on the accustomed spot of the carpet on the den floor, half worn from long-time daily sitting. No one can beat me. The handsome square-faced man had close-cropped ebony hair and tanned olive skin. He was 5'9" tall with a strong build but no fat, only muscles rippling in spite of his old age. He always ate black sesame seeds, which is said to keep the hair black. Right, just like nobody beats the Wiz, leered his wife, leaning on the doorframe as she came to ask him what he'd like for dinner. She was thin, only 5'6", still keeping a good figure and fair skin, though the age told with a bit wrinkles on her forehead, a little white frost in the hair on her temples and some silver threads scattered here and there. She was wearing grey silk pants and a white silk blouse with an embroidered red peony flower on the upper left front side. Her hair was pulled up in a twisted bun on top of her head. It was over 87 degrees Fahrenheit outside, but the air conditioning was not on because they believed in air conditioning sickness. All the windows were open to let in some breezes,